Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The clock straight up. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Jack Fritz behind the glass. Rob Cherry on the update. You guys on the phone lines with us. 888-729-9494. #9494. That gets you aboard. A brief show this hour as we lead you into NCAA tournament coverage. March Madness starts tonight. Temple plays later on. Fran Dunphy trying to go out with something good. And, of course, we knew today and found out today that Phil Martelli's run at St. Joe's ends. So the Big Five is changing in front of us. And it's a weird thing. The structure of college basketball has just changed over the years. But the tournament's always fun. And especially when you have some local teams to root for. We have Temple tonight, Nova later in the week. So good luck to them tonight. We'll play that. All that's coming up tonight on WIP. The NCAA tournament tonight on WIP. But I want to start with this. The big story of the day in sports and the big story of the day as it pertains to us here in Philadelphia is the fact that the biggest story we had in our mind for a very long time wasn't really ever a story. And it's that Mike Trout is staying with the Los Angeles Angels. Mike Trout is not going to come to the Philadelphia Phillies. He's not going to leave the Angels. Staying on a 12-year, $430 million contract. He blew away Bryce Harper by $100 million today to forego free agency for the second time to stay with the Angels.
I really don't like the way he delivered bad news. This is another one of those things that I can't stand.
Listen,
there's something about your voice that when you deliver bad news, it makes it 10 times worse.
So they never gave me the job on the news to deliver the tragedy?
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed.
No, you got to let people down easy. I give it to you what it is.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm gonna make you feel better right now. Because I think that Mike Trout re-signing with the Angels today and foregoing free agency and foregoing the next 2 years of a charade is actually a good thing for the Phillies. And I'm going to tell you why. The next 2 years, if Mike Trout did not sign this contract today, would have just been nothing but, is Mike Trout coming? When's Mike Trout coming? And planning and thinking and everything around the Phillies would have been more about Mike Trout than the team they have right now and the team they can have with or without Mike Trout. It was going to suffocate the Phillies' conversation and really, I think, suffocate their decision-making for 2 years if he didn't do this contract today. I mean, just think about it. A couple days ago, or was it a couple weeks ago, Bryce Harper throws out the whole thing about recruiting Mike Trout and bringing him here, and it's like, we spent 2 days talking about Mike Trout coming to Philadelphia 2 years before he can because Bryce Harper said something. That's all we would talk about for 2 years. Fast forward to October this year. Let's say the Phillies get knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. Good year, they get knocked out, they're not quite ready. Everything in the next offseason would have been, go trade for Mike Trout, go get Mike Trout, we're a year away from Mike Trout. Well, that's off the board now. Mike Trout's not coming here, and the Phillies can benefit by moving on from this, both us as fans and them. And specifically them, I mean the front office. There was a thought process out there this offseason, I read it a couple places, where the Phillies maybe could have signed both Harper and Machado, but they were leaving the door ajar just a little bit. Because, well, maybe we get Machado now and Harper, but let's save some money for that Mike Trout guy. Well, guess what? That's over now. And that's a good thing for the next few years of the Phillies franchise. Because now there's no pie in the sky. Now there's no hopes and dreams of Mike Trout. The Phillies could just go about building their team the way they have this offseason and continue to do that through the trade deadline coming up in July and into next offseason. And let's fast forward again to the scenario I laid out. Let's get to October. Phillies come off a 90-win season. They lose in the NLDS. And we go into the offseason next year feeling like the Phillies are a piece or two away from truly competing to go win a World Series. Well, guess what we won't have? They can't sign Chris Sale this offseason. Well, they can't sign whoever, Garrett Cole, Xander Bogaerts, pick Anthony Rendon. Anthony Rendon would be a wonderful fit for the Phillies. They can't sign Anthony Rendon this offseason because they have to save money for Mike Trout. Well, that whole idea is out now. The Phillies don't have to be handcuffed or hijacked or held back by the idea of Mike Trout in a couple years. He's a wonderful player. He's the best player in baseball. He'll make any team he plays on that much better. But the idea of the Phillies waiting and waiting and waiting for Mike Trout is not a great thing for them because they already have a good team. It's one thing if they were bad and then you could project forward, but they don't have to worry about that anymore. So I think it's a good thing for us as fans to just move on from this whole thing. It's a good thing for the team. They don't have to worry about saving pennies for Mike Trout. I'll tell you what it's a good thing for. Both Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins, because they don't have to think about anyone else taking this team from them over the next handful of years. This franchise belongs to two guys, Bryce Harper, and it belongs to Rhys Hoskins. They're going to be the best players. They're going to be the leaders. They're going to be the anchors of this franchise for a long time. If Mike Trout had arrived or the specter of Mike Trout was there, we all know this. The most popular Philly was on a different team. The most popular Philly was going to play for a different team for 2 years, then all of a sudden jump in and be the guy. Now, Bryce Harper could just roll with what he's becoming here, which is the guy in this franchise. Rhys Hoskins can roll with what he's becoming, which is the leader of this franchise. It's their team now. It'll be their team in 2 years, and they know that. They don't have to worry about Mike Trout coming in and stealing everything from them, stealing the team from them. And then the last reason why I truly believe this is a good thing for the Phillies is it's pretty crystal clear now that Mike Trout did not want to play here. Mike Trout didn't want to play in this city half as much as this city wanted him to play here. And I don't say that because I said this today on Twitter and someone said to me, well, if someone offered you $430 million to do your job, you'd stay there too. Sure I would. And good for Mike Trout taking his money. He didn't do anything wrong today. But what he did is told you very clearly he doesn't want to play here. This is the second time. I don't think this is talked about enough. This is the second time Mike Trout has signed an extension with the Angels and given up the rights to free agency years before he had to. Second time. Based on his age and when he came up to the big leagues, Mike Trout should have been a free agent this year. This was his class. Harper, Machado, Trout all came up at the same time. This was his draft class, or his free agent class. He gave that up in 2013-14, when he re-signed and gave the extension to the Angels. He didn't want it. He wanted to stay in Los Angeles. And now he's giving it up again. And while $430 million might seem like, oh my goodness gracious, well, he was about to make $68 over the next 2 years. They tacked on $10,360. It's a lot of money. It is record-breaking money. But he could have easily got $10,360 from the Phillies or the Yankees or anybody else in 2 years when he hit free agency. He didn't want to leave Los Angeles. He didn't want to leave the Angels. And he didn't want to play here. So this is now two times where the player is screaming at us, I love you guys. I love coming to Eagles games. Millville's awesome. The high school's named after me. The high school field is. But I don't want to play for the Phillies. And I think it takes a very, very unique kind of player to want Philadelphia, to want a big city, to want a market where, let's just be honest, we're crazy. I'm crazy. You're crazy. Jack's crazy. We're all crazy people. It's a very unique kind of athlete to want to play here, to want the responsibility of playing here, especially one that's a local guy that would come in as the hero. And if he doesn't produce or he gets hurt or he's not the same, it's not going to be the same reception. The pressure of playing in Philadelphia, the pressure of playing in a market like this, the pressure of playing for a fan base that cares. He didn't want that. And if there's a player that I'm going to invest $300, $400, $500 million in, he better want that kind of pressure. If there's one thing about Bryce Harper that is different than Mike Trout, is Bryce Harper wanted all of this. Bryce Harper wanted the bright lights. In fact, as the reports went, he wanted New York. He wanted Los Angeles. He wanted the brightest lights. And Philadelphia is pretty bright too. He wanted this. And if I'm going to pay a lot of money to a player, I want a player that wants it. Mike Trout didn't want it. So am I upset at Mike Trout? I know there's a lot of people out there that are upset at Mike Trout, that are annoyed at Mike Trout for staying in Los Angeles and not coming to Philadelphia. I'm not. Because he didn't want it anyway. It doesn't hijack the Phillies for the next 2 years. And it allows them to go build their best team without worrying, do we have to save $40 million a year in 2 years? Forget all that. Go win now. Go win with the team you have. And now there's no excuse for John Middleton or Matt Klentak to cry poor at the trade deadline or cry poor next offseason when they're a piece or two away and they're up against the luxury tax, because they don't have to worry about being in the tax. They don't have to worry about going over the tax in 2 years when an all-time great player is there, because he's not going to be there. 888-729-9494. I know there's a feeling out there of some people being annoyed at Mike Trout for taking this really lifetime deal with the Angels and not coming here. I'm not annoyed at Mike Trout. I'm happy he freed us and freed the Phillies from this impossible dream of building their thought process around bringing him in. He's a great player. But the Phillies don't need Mike Trout. They've built a good team without him, and they can keep adding to this team the next couple of years without have to worrying about the specter of Mike Trout. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. You didn't want to be here? No big deal, because the Phillies can now move on. And it's one thing where you have a player who signs an extension young, and it's like, all right, that was one time. When he does it twice, we created this idea that he wanted to play here. He doesn't want to. It is crystal clear he doesn't want to. And it is crystal clear now the Phillies don't have to worry about Mike Trout for 2 years. Bryce Harper doesn't have to recruit Mike Trout. They have to save money for Mike Trout. Build their best team the way they are, and Mike Trout can come to Eagles games on October, November, Sundays. Because based on the Angels and where they've been, he's not going to be playing any playoff games out there. That I know anytime soon. Dave is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I can't help but turn on my conspiracy mind here.
Okay.
And last week, Harper was trying to recruit Trout. I wonder if they offered him so much more money to make Boris and Harper feel kind of stupid for their 13-year $330 when they give, 12 years at $430 or whatever. I just wonder if that was sort of like a backhanded, insult to Harper.
Yeah,
it has to make Boris feel kind of ridiculous.
Because he played the whole thing for the Harper market to get all this money, and then he's outdone by $100 million 2 weeks later. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I think? I don't think this contract was signed today because of Bryce Harper's recruitment of Mike Trout, but I do agree with you, Dave, on this instance. The $100 million over Harper, that does feel like a pretty round number and a pretty pointed number. I wouldn't be shocked if they did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's just my point. And in that sense, I kind of – good for Trout. And I don't think it's an indication that he didn't want to be here. It's just so overwhelming. And one guy you forgot, though, was Nola. I think he's a huge part of this future.
She is, but he's a different kind of guy. I don't think he is I don't mean it in a bad way. I don't think he's a leader. I think he's a quiet pitcher. Starting pitchers usually anyway aren't the kind of leaders everyday players are. And Dave, I appreciate the call. I just think he's different. He's obviously largely important to this. He's the team's most – he seems best player right now, just in terms of how good he is. But, yeah, in terms of leadership, it's Harper's team and it's Hoskins' team. 888-729-9494. I disagree with the idea he didn't want to be here. No, he doesn't want to be here. Mike Trout did not want to play here. He wanted to stay in Los Angeles. He didn't want the pressure of this town. He wanted no part of coming here and having all our expectations on him. He signed two extensions, two of them, in Los Angeles now. With a team that has not won a playoff game since he's been there. It's not about money. He would have made more money if he waited. The sticker value of $430 million makes you think he signed this deal no one could refuse. Here's what he signed. He was already signed up for $68 million the next two seasons. They added $10,363. You think in 2 years, barring a catastrophic injury, Mike Trout wouldn't have got $10,363 from the Phillies or the Yankees? Of course he would have. He didn't want to play here. He wanted to play out there, which is good for him, but also good for the Phillies because they can move on now. They've got a superstar now. They paid for one, and now they could build their team around Bryce Harper, around Rhys Hoskins, and not worry about saving money for a guy who wanted no part of this anyway. Ron in Williamstown. What's up, Ron?
Hey, I've coached kids in South Jersey that have actually come from Millville that play with Mike Trout when he comes here in the offseason and does things, and you're absolutely right. He just doesn't want to be here. He does not want to be here, and it so benefits the Phillies for this to be over with, to just deal with the team that we have.
And they keep adding to the team they have, Ron, because I had a thought that next offseason, let's say they have a good year this year and then they get close, and I could have seen them next offseason sitting out going after a good player or two because they want to save pennies for Trout the year after, and now they don't have to worry about that. Just go build their team.
Absolutely, and they need to start going after the core of the team again and stop looking for – they have the big players now. Now go after the core of the team, get the pitching staff set, and go for it, and we can be back where we were 10 years ago.
And that's the whole – and Ron, I appreciate it. That is the whole point. that they don't have to be hijacked by this idea now. They could just move on and build their team. Let's talk to Bruce down in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Yeah, I was just getting off work when I heard about the signing. Look, I'm relieved. I don't know why some people are upset over Trout not coming. You hit all the main points. I couldn't agree with you more. Now the Phillies can look forward, and I would probably expect them, depending if how the season turns out. If the offense is producing, hey, shore up the pitching staff. Go after another ace, or maybe a closer in the pen, or something like that. I'm glad it's over with, and it's nothing against Mike Trout. I mean, look, he would be crazy not to go after that kind of money and like I said, avoid the scrutiny and the pressure of playing in Philadelphia.
You know what? I probably would have taken it too, Bruce. I mean, I have no ill feelings towards him. I probably would have done the same thing he did. I'm just glad from our perspective that we don't have a 2-year charade for a player who didn't want to play here anyway.
Exactly. And he's still welcome to come back. I hope people just don't do anything stupid like boo him and all. I mean, he loves the area, and I'm sure hopefully he'll still be welcome and people don't do anything stupid. I mean, look, you have to have – if I was him and I get into a conversation, like, what would you do? Would you turn down $430 million? Now he's going to be saddled with a team that's going to never win because – all of the money is tied up with him, so that's their problem.
It is. And you know what? He's a great player, and they'll love it because he becomes their Cal Ripken. He becomes their Tony Gwynn. He becomes their Derek Jeter, their superstar that plays his entire career for one team. So great for the Angels, great for Mike Trout, but it's also good for the Phillies. You know, I think when we all thought about when this day would come, if it came, if Mike Trout didn't sign here in 2 years, it would probably be looked at as a major disappointment. Mike Trout doesn't come home. The Phillies don't get him. All the money they have. John Middleton spends money now. But we don't have to go through that. And they don't have to go through that. And honestly, as you watch this play out, when you have a player that twice foregoes free agency, you have a player that is especially comfortable. Mike Trout cares more about comfort than he does maximizing his chance to win. That's it. He showed you that now. It's not about money. He would have made money anywhere. Mike Trout was going to make $36 million a year on whatever contract he signed, whatever team he went to in 2 years. I don't think Mike Trout broke the bank today. $430 might make it look like that. He was going to get this money in 2 years, whether it be from the Phillies or the Yankees or the Cubs or going back to Los Angeles. He wanted comfort more than he wanted anything else, including playing here. We created this. We wanted Mike Trout way more than he wanted to come home. So now he could stay out there. He could do his thing. And will he get booed at Eagles games? I don't know. Jack, are you upset at Mike Trout?
Of course I'm upset at Mike Trout. I'm not vehemently upset, but I'm just a little bit annoyed. You know, he's here with the Eagles games. Like, oh, everyone loved me. It's not going to be the same anymore. The only reason we were that outwardly happy about you was because we thought you were going to be a Philly one day. Now you're just another guy. Now you're basically Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, he's baseball's
version.
I just
don't care about Mike Trout anymore. I mean, I
you cared about him because you wanted to play here.
Yes.
But he didn't care about you, Jack.
Right, and that hurts.
He didn't care about Jack. That's the truth. Tim in Saturdays is up. What's up, Tim?
Hey, first, I got a great – Jack Fritz is a genius. Hopefully I get that as a clip somewhere. Anyway.
Anytime any praise comes in, he clips it right away.
Anyway, he is essentially – he's become like a Bradley Cooper. I agree. The best thing that would have happened for the Phillies is for Mike Trout to be here. The second best thing is for Mike Trout to know that Mike Trout is not going to be here because now we can move on and do the things that we want to do. But I can't disagree with you more that he didn't want to be here. I think that he looked at it as if he gets hurt in 2 years, he may not get this $430 million. You've got to take it when it's given to you. And I don't think it's got anything at all to do with his desire to be here, not to be here. If it was offered, if he had a chance to take it from the Phillies this year, he would have taken it. And what he did last time in 2013 when he re-signed early before he had to because it was given a boatload of money to do it, and it was security. And that's all it is. I don't think it's got to not to do with wanting to be here, not being able to handle the pressure. I think you're far off base. He took security, and I can't blame him for that at all.
See, here's the difference. Tim, I appreciate it. Here's the difference between us, and I'm sure Jack will cut the praise for him, and we'll have it as a drop sooner than later. I look at it as this. You fool me once is different than fooling me twice. And in 2013, when he took his extension, or 2014, whatever year it was, and he stayed through 2020, That was security. He made his money. He made his security. He's making $68 million the next 2 years. This isn't about money. It's about comfort. Mike Trout did not want to leave the comfort of Los Angeles. He didn't want to leave a fan base that adores him and knows it doesn't matter if they win or lose because they're going to adore him anyway. He didn't want the pressure cooker of coming home. He wanted no part of this. And I don't believe that he would think, oh, what if I get hurt the next 2 years? He's going to make a ton of money anyway. He's making $68 million the next 2 years. If he got hurt, he got hurt. $68 million was in the bank. He already had $144 before most players make any money. Mike Trout has now twice chosen to forego free agency. Free agency gives him his shot to come back here. He doesn't want to play here.
Now, I am here for 38-year-old Mike Trout coming and being a DH with Bryce Harper.
Who's playing the field? Only one DH.
I don't care.
The NL goes from zero DHs to two. Well, I guess Bryce could be a DH and Trout can move to a corner spot. Off
sounds
the center
fair.
Field. Yeah. Like Barry Bonds when he was old. Just hit. Didn't move. He did just hit. Let's talk to Cordell in West Philly. What's up, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on, man? I think you guys are painting the wrong kind of picture of Mike Trout not wanting to play here. You know, I don't see what the problem is for a player that grew up in this area of wanting to be somewhere else as an adult. You know what I mean?
Well, Cordell, there is no problem with it. It's fine. But the truth is,
that's what you're making it sound that way, though.
No. I'm giving you the truth. He didn't want to play in Philadelphia. That's just the truth.
But no. But you're making it sound like the truth is a bad thing. All right, and you're painting Mike Trout as a bad person for not wanting to play here. Every person, when you grow up in the neighborhood, you want to move out and go in the different places. You know what I mean? Because he signed with the Angels doesn't mean that he doesn't like Philadelphia or Philadelphia is a bad place.
No,
play.
He loves it, but he doesn't want to play here, Cordell. This is twice he forewent free agency, and in 2 years, everyone in baseball has been talking about the fact that this owner is going to offer him money to come home.
The way you are describing this, all right, and I'm quite sure a whole lot more people is feeling this besides myself, all right, is that you are painting him as a bad guy.
No, there's no bad guy. There's no bad guy. I'm just telling you what the truth is. This town wanted him. He didn't want this town. He didn't want to play here.
Why does it have to be that way? Why is it he just can't enjoy his employer that he has now? Why he just can't?
He can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. This is the reality of it. He didn't want to play in Philadelphia.
Wait a minute. What makes you say that, though?
Because he just signed a contract for the rest of his career in Los Angeles. It's pretty clear why. Cordell, I appreciate the call. It's pretty clear. And I open tonight by saying, I'm not upset at him. This is a good thing for the Phillies. They know now they can proceed without the specter of Mike Trout, without the specter of paying Mike Trout, without making moves or not making moves because of Mike Trout's free agency. It would have handcuffed the Phillies for the next 2 years. The reward may have been great. The reward may have been Mike Trout coming here in 2 years. So maybe their plan would have worked. But guess what? A year from now, in free agency next winter, if the Phillies are on the cusp of being a World Series team, we don't have to say, should they sign this good third baseman? Should they sign Anthony Rendon? Or should they save the money for Mike Trout? All that stuff is gone now. That's a good thing. I'm not mad at Mike Trout. But I'm also not going to pretend, oh, he really wanted to play in Philadelphia. He couldn't resist. He couldn't resist the idea of the Phillies, you know, the Angels' money. I think that's ridiculous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.